感谢主给我们今天有这样好的机会聚集在他的面前。
Praise the Lord for giving us such a wonderful opportunity to meet in front of him.
我愿意在这里读几处的圣经。
I'd like to read a few places in the scripture.
第一处是在出埃及记。
First place is in the book of Exodus.
第四十章。
Chapter 40.
出埃及记第四十章。
40th chapter in Exodus.
第十七节。
Start from verse 17.
为着节省时间的缘故，我就挑一两节读一下。
To save time, I'll just read a few verses.
出埃及记第四十章第十七节。
Exodus chapter 40, verse 17.
第二年正月初一日。
It came to pass in the first month of the second year.
帐幕就立起来。
And on the first of the month, the tabernacle was set up.
第三十四节和三十五节。
Verse 34 and verse 35.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
And the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle.
摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
And Moses could not enter into the tent of meeting, for the cloud abode on it, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle.
请我们再看。
We read.
列王记上。
First King.
列王记上第八章。
The eighth chapter in First Kings.
第一节。
Verse one.
那是所罗门将以色列的长老和各支派的首领并以色列的族长召聚到耶路撒冷，要把耶和华的约柜从大卫城就是锡安运上来。
Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes and princes of the fathers of the children of Israel unto King Solomon in Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of Jehovah out of the city of David which is in Zion.
第二节。
Verse 2
伊他年月就是七月，在之前以色列人都聚集到所罗门王那里。
And all the men of Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, that is the seventh month.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以色列长老来到，祭司就抬起约柜。
And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark.
第四节。
And verse 4.
祭司和利未人将耶和华的约柜运上来，又将会幕和会幕的一切圣器皿器具都带上来。
And the priests took up, and they brought out the ark of Jehovah and the tent of meeting and all the holy vessels that were in the tent. The priests and the Levites brought them up.
我们就跳到第十节。
Now we should jump to verse 10.
祭司从圣所出来的时候，由云充满耶和华的殿。
And it came to pass when the priests were coming out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of Jehovah.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
And the priests could not stand to do their service because of the cloud, for the glory of Jehovah had filled the house of Jehovah.
我们再看一处，是在新约使徒行传。
We shall read another place in the scripture, in the New Testament, book of Acts.
我们从第一节念到第四节。
We shall read from chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4.
使徒行传第二章第一节。
Second chapter of Acts, verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一起。
And when the date of Pentecost has now accomplished,They were all together in one place.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And there came suddenly a sound out of heaven, as of a violent impetus blowing, and filled all the house where they were sitting.
又有石头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And there appeared to them parted tongues, as of fire, and descended upon each one of them.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with the other tongues as the Spirit gave to them to speak forth.
我们就是念这些的圣经。
We shall read only these scripture verses.
我想当我们今天聚集在这里的时候,
I think today when we gather here,
我们每一个人的心里面充满了感谢和赞美。
Each one of our hearts is filled of praising and thanksgiving.
我们感谢赞美神, 因为他为着他的儿女预备了一个聚会的地方。
Praise the Lord because he had prepared a meeting place for his children.
我想在这个时候也是我们应当把主所赐给我们的再一次献给我们的主，被他使用。
I think this is the right time so that everything he has given to us to be again offered in front of him that he may use it.
在这个时候我觉得说是我们应当利用这一个时间来思念神在人身上的旨意。
I think this is a good time that we take out again to reconsider the will that the Lord has on His people.
究竟神在人身上他有什么美意?
What exactly is the good will of the Lord on His people?
我们从神的话语看见说,
we can see from His words,
神在人的身上是有一个很美的心意。
That God has a beautiful will on His people.
那个心意就是神要住在人的中间。
And that His will is He would like to dwell among us.
他要以人作为他自己的家。
And He will use people to be His own dwelling place.
我们的神虽然创造了天和地,
although our God had created the heaven and the earth,
但是天和地严格地说来不过是神的办公室。
Well, to say strictly that the heavens and the earth is not only His office.
因为圣经告诉我们说，天是他的座位, 地是他的脚凳。
Because the Bible says to us that the heaven is His seat and the earth is His footstool.
但是神的家在什么地方呢?
But where is His dwelling place?
神能创造天地, 做他办公的所在。
He could create heaven and earth to be His office.
但是他还是在那里要寻找一个家。
But He's still there seeking for a dwelling place.
他要以人为他的家。
He will use people to be His house.
天和地并不是他的居所。
Heaven and earth are not His dwelling place.
人才是他永远的居所。
People is His forever dwelling place.
因着这个缘故, 神就照着他的形象, 就创造了人。
Because of this, He created people in His image.
他把他所创造的人放在伊甸园的里面。
He put people in the Garden of Eden.
放在那一棵生命树的面前。
And to put us in front of the tree of living.
这就是给我们看见说神的心意是什么。
There He tells us what is God's will.
神要他所创造的人吃生命树的果子。
God wants the people He created to eat out of the fruit of the tree of life.
这样神的生命就能进到人的里面来。
Therefore His life could come into us.
神就能住在人的中间。
Therefore He could dwell among us.
因为这个是神 最高的那个心意。
Because this is the ultimate will of God.
我想弟兄姊妹, 我们稍微思想一下。
I think brother and sister, let's take some time to think.
神竟然要我们这一般的人来做他的居所。
If God wants a group of people such as us to be His dwelling place,
他竟然要在人的中间得着他的安慰。
Even to receive comfort from us.
他要在人的中间得着他的安息。
He wants to get His rest from us.
他要在人的中间得着他的交通。
And to receive fellowship among us.
他要在人的中间得着那个爱的流通。
And He also wants to have the communication of love among us.
这一个对于我们人来说, 实在是一个太大的恩典。
And to us, put into our human terms is to such a great, tremendous amount of blessing for us.
我们实在可以说不能想象到这样的一个奇妙的恩典。
It's so incredible to us that we can't even imagine such a blessing.
但是在全部的圣经里面告诉我们,
but in the whole of the Bible, it tells us,
这一个就是神对于人所怀的心意。
And this is the will that God has to people.
当然在起初的时候, 我们不是看得太清楚。
Of course, at the beginning, we did not see this too clearly.
但是当我们看到神把以色列的百姓从埃及拯救出来之后,
but when we see that God has saved the people of Israel out of Egypt,
神把他们带到西南的山下。
And God has carried them to the foot of the Mount of Sinai.
在那个时候，神向他们宣告说
，At that time, God declared to them,
我把你们好像鹰啊，把小鹰放在翅膀的上面带到我这里来。
So I like as eagle putting the kids on their wings and bring you here.
如果你们听我的话，守我的约。
If you listen to me and be bound by my covenant,
你们就要我做我特别的子民。
You shall be my special race of people.
你们要做一个有君臣的祭司的国度。
You shall be a holy kingdom of priesthood.
在那个时候，神不但把十条诫给了他所拯救的以色列人。
Not only he had given to this, these Israelites the Ten Commandments.
恐怕弟兄姊妹许多的时候。
And I think of brother and sister many times.
我们读到这样故事的时候，我们只记得那个十条诫命。
Whenever we review the story, we only remember the Ten Commandments.
我们说神在西南山上把十条诫命赐给以色列的百姓。
That God gave the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai.
好像说这个就是神在西南山所做的事。
That's to say that this is all that God has done on Sinai.
但是如果你好好去读出埃及记的话，
But if you read carefully the book of Exodus,
你看见说神不但把十条诫给以色列的百姓，
you shall see that not only has given the Ten Commandments to the Israelites,
并且在二十五章开始，神就那里在那里说，
But also God said in the beginning of chapter 25,
他说你们中间的人如果甘心乐意的话。
He said, "Who among you who is so willingly?"
你们都可以来献礼物。
You can all come and offer gifts.
有的是金，有的是银。
Some may be gold, some may be silver.
有的是线，有的是木头。
Some may be thread, some may be wood.
各种各样的东西，你们可以献给我。
And all kind of material you could offer to me.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神说。
Because He said,
你们要为我造一个圣所。
You shall build.A holy place for me,
好叫我能住在你们中间。
So that I may dwell among you.
所以在那一天，神就把在他心里所隐藏的那个旨意就说出来了。
So that day, God has given out His will, which had hidden in Him for so long.
他为什么拯救这个百姓？
Why did He save these people?
他为什么把十条的诫命赐给他们？
Why did He give them the Ten Commandments?
他为什么把他们分别出来？
Why did He separate them out from the rest?
里头有一个主要的原因。
There's only one reason.
就是神要住在他们的中间。
Which is God want to dwell among.
因此神就吩咐他们要为他造一个会幕。
Therefore, God told them so that they will build a tabernacle for Him.
神可以造天，可以造地。
God could create heavens and earth.
神可以造许许多多的东西。
He could create so many different things.
但是神为着自己单独，他不能造一个家。
But for Himself alone, He could not create a home for Himself.
他如果要为自己造一个家的话，
If He want to create for Himself a dwelling place,
他需要人的合作。
He must have the cooperation of these people.
如果没有人的合作的话，
If they do not cooperate,
他能造一个天，能造一个地。
Of course, he could create the heaven and the earth.
但是他不能为自己造一个家。
He could not create a dwelling place for himself.
这个家，他必须要人甘心乐意把自己献上。
This house must be built through the willing offering of these people.
这个家必须神和人合作的结果。
And this house must be a result of the cooperation of God and people.
也可以说这个家是神在人身上工作的结果。
You can also say that this is the result of the work of God on these people.
是说人在那里响应神在他们身上所赐的恩典。
It is to say that these people respond to the calling of the grace that God has given to them.
只有这样，神才能得着他所安息的所在。
Only through this, God can have His resting and dwelling place.
所以我们看见神并没有在那里，替以色列人预备这样一个圣所。
So therefore, we see that God did not create such a holy tabernacle for the Israelite people.
他叫以色列人要献上来为着他预备。
But he said to the people that they shall offer this holy place for him.
当然，当他们把这些的东西献上的时候，
and when they finally offered the place,
并不是说他们就随着他们自己所认为美的，把这一些的东西来造成一个怎么样的一个帐幕。
But these people were not supposed to create, to build the house according to their own fancies.
神把这个会幕所有里面的枝枝细细的情形都启示了摩西。
And God has revealed to the finest detail of everything in and out concerning about this holy place.
并且他一直对摩西说，你一切所做的都要照着我所吩咐你的。
He said to Moses, all that you do shall follow the detail of the plan which I give to you.
神把他的心意告诉了以色列人之后，
God has given his heart, his willing, to the people.
到了出埃及记第三十五章的时候，
so therefore we come to the 35th chapter.
我们看见以色列人他就回到他们自己的帐篷的里面。
So therefore we see each person return to his own tent.
叫他们在神的面前好好去思想。
And each one you should meditate in front of the Lord.
到了第二天早晨的时候，
And the morning of the second day,
凡是心里头受感动，被神的灵所感动的人，
and all those who have been moved by the Spirit of the Lord,
他们就开始来献上那一些的礼物，
and they begin to offer the gifts in front of the Lord.
个人照着神所赐给他们的，他们来献上。
Each offered according to what they have received from the Lord.
他们献上的那个情形到一个什么程度呢？
And what was the situation that they were offering?
他们献上的太多了。
And that they offered too much.
所以那一些工作的人就来对摩西说，
So therefore the workers came to Moses.
所有的材料已经足足有余了。
That we have enough of every kind of material.
现在叫他们就在旷野西南山的地方，就照着神的吩咐来建造了一个会幕。
And thus, according to the will of God, these Israel people have built a tabernacle for him in Mount Sinai.
到了他们出埃及第二年正月一号的时候，
And the second month, the first day after they came out of Egypt,
他们就照着神所吩咐的把这个帐幕就建立起来。
According to God's wishes, they have raised this tabernacle.
他们把里面所有的那个用具就照着神所吩咐的都把它安排的就绪。
And they have set and displayed all the vessels inside of the tent according to God's will.
当他们这样的把这个会幕献给神的时候，
And because of this way they have offering the tabernacle to the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说，就有云彩来充满了这个会幕。
The Bible tells that there is a great cloud covered this tabernacle.
神的荣耀充满了这个会幕。
God's glory has filled the house of meeting.
甚至于连摩西他也不能进到会幕里面。
Even so that Moses was not able to enter into the tent of
God. 那就是给我们看见说，
therefore it shows us
神所吩咐他们所建造的那个会幕，
that this tabernacle which they built according to God's will,
现在神接受了。
Now that God receives it,
神的荣耀就充满了这个地方。
Therefore his glory filled the entire place.
好像神在那里说，是的，我要把这个会幕做我的居所，做我的家。
Saying that yes, now I will take this place to be my dwelling place and my house.
这个是我们在出埃及记里头所看见。
And this is what it shows us in the book of Exodus.
过了差不多五百年左右，
and about 500 years passed,
以色列人已经进了迦南应许之地。
And the Israelites has gone into the promised land of Canaan.
但是虽然他们到了迦南地有几百年之久，
and they have been living in the land of Canaan for a few hundred years.
但是我们看见说神的约柜啊，还是没有一个永远的居所。
But we see the Ark of Covenant do not have an everlasting dwelling place.
甚至于到一个地步，在以利做士师的时候，
and even so when Eli was the priest,
我们看见说以色列人因着违背神的缘故，
because we also see that because that the Israelites disobey God's will,
所以神就应许他的约柜被非利士人掳去了。
So God has allowed his ark to be captured by the Philistines.
我想恐怕有的人记得这个故事。
I think probably some of you remember this story.
非利士人来与以色列人交战。
You see, the Philistines came and fought with the Israelites.
以色列人他打败了。
And the Israelites were defeated.
所以他们说, 为什么我们打败呢?
And they were asking themselves why?
因为神的约柜不在这里。
Because God's Ark of Covenant is not here.
这个约柜从前带领我们进到迦南地。
So this Ark has led us into the land of Canaan.
带领我们, 打了很多的胜仗。
And it led us to so many victories.
现在让我们把这个, 约柜把它抬来。
So now let us carry this Ark to us.
那神就在我们中间了。
Therefore God be with us.
我们就能得胜了。
And we shall have victory.
他们忘记了他们属灵的情形。
But they have forgotten their condition in the spirit.
他们实在是违背神的本性。
That they are a people who disobey God.
他们对约柜也没有尊敬。
They do not have respect for the ark.
但是他们还有迷信在那里。
They have a superstition still there.
但是今天神应着他们最终的光景。
Because of this condition that
is, 神他就不顾他自己的约柜。
So God did not care about his own ark.
让他的约柜被腓力士人掳去。
He allowed this ark to be captured by the Philistines.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
神的约柜到了腓力士人之地。
But this ark, when he reached the land of Philistines,
这个约柜在那里神的荣耀显出来。
And God's glory has shown out before the ark.
所以结果腓力士人只好把他送回来。
So therefore the Philistines could only return the ark.
但是送回来 之后，以色列人并不尊敬神的约柜。
But after its return, the Israelites still do not respect.
因为神的约柜是代表神的同在。
Because this ark represents the dwelling of God with them.
他们把这个约柜放在田野山林的里面。
And they put it in the field and among the mountains.
我们知道，当扫罗做王的时候，
We know that when King Saul was reigning,
他从来没有到约柜的面前去求问神。
He has not a single time came to this ark to ask the Lord.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we praise the Lord.
当大卫做王的时候，
But when David became the king,
我们知道大卫是个后生信义的人。
We know that David is the one who meets the Lord's will.
当他在患难的时候，
When he was in distress,
他常常想念到神的约柜。
He often meditate about the Ark of Covenant.
如果你看诗篇133篇的话，
You see the Psalm number 133.
他说我们在以弗他在那个田野的山林里头找到了这个约柜。
He said that when we were in the field in the mountains of Ephrathah, we have found this Ark of Covenant.
所以当他做了以色列王的时候，
So therefore when he became the king of Israel,
他第一件事就把耶路撒冷取下来做首都。
And the first thing he has done is to capture Jerusalem to be his capital.
而并不因为耶路撒冷有什么战略性的
It's not because there's any kind of military strategic importance.
实在说来, 世界上可以说没有一个首都是建造在那样没有战略性的那个地方。
And to put it in a way that there's no capital in this world is to create such a place without strategic importance.
但是为什么大卫第一件事就要把这个耶路撒冷取下来呢？
But why the first thing that David had done after becoming king is to capture
Jerusalem? 因为在 生命记里面,
because in the book of Deuteronomy,
神已经对摩西说了,
God has already spoken to Moses,
将来你们进了迦南地,
that when after you're going to the land of Canaan,
我要拣选一个地方,
that I shall choose one place,
我要把我的名安置在那里,
and I shall establish my name in that place.
差不多500年之久, 没有人知道这个地方在哪里。
And about 500 years have passed, nobody knows where this place is.
所以我们看见说神的约柜, 祂在那里, 祂在帐幕的里面。
So therefore we see that the Ark of Covenant is still remaining in the tent.
没有真正固定的安息的地方。
Do not have a fixed and resting place.
大卫一定是受了神的启示。
David must have been revealed by the Lord.
他知道耶路撒冷乃是神要安置他名的地方。
He knows that Jerusalem is a place that God will establish his name.
所以他把耶路撒冷就取来。
So therefore he captured the city.
第二件事,
the second thing,
他就是要把约柜运到大卫城来。
That he will receive the Ark of Covenant and bring it into the city.
因为神要做他的百姓的中心。
Because God wants to be the center of his people.
但是他把约柜运到大卫的城里, 还是在他的帐篷的里面。
But after you bring the ark in, it still remains in the tent.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
So therefore the Bible tells us,
大卫心里,
pondered in his heart, he would like to create a temple for the Lord.
他对先知拿单说,
They would speak to the prophet Nathan,
我自己住在那个这个香柏摩的王宫里面。
That I'm living in the beautiful palace.
而神的约柜还是住在一个帐幕的里面。
The God's Ark of Covenant still remains in the tent.
我心里过不去。
That I could not live with.
我要为神建造一个殿宇。
I must build a temple for the Lord.
做他永远的居所。
To be his forever dwelling place.
我们知道神实在受了感动。
We know that God indeed was moved.
虽然神不允许大卫造这一个圣殿。
Although he did not allow David to build the temple.
因为大卫是一个战士, 流了许多的血。
Because David is a soldier and have many blood gone through his hand.
所以神不允许大卫替他造这个圣殿。
So therefore he does not allow David to build the temple.
但是神实在受了感动。
But God was indeed moved by
实在心里是欢喜。
He was overly joyed.
因为他看见说大卫实在明白他的心。
Because he knows that David understands his heart.
所以神对大卫说,
And therefore God speaks to Moses.
我要建立你的家。
And I will establish your house.
你的儿子要为我建造这个圣殿。
But your son shall build a temple for me.
但是弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
我们知道虽然大卫他不能建造神的殿,
We know that although David knows he could not build the temple,
但是他因为爱神的缘故,
Because he loved the Lord so much,
他明白神心意的缘故,
Because he knows the word of God,
我们看见神把这个圣殿的样式 用指头亲自画给他看。
But we know that the Bible tells that the Lord has drawn out the detail and the blueprint of this temple to David.
不但是这样,
Not only this.
如果我们读《列王历代志》的话,
If we read the Chronicles,
大卫怎么说呢?
What does David say?
他说,我在患难之中。
Said that when I was in distress,
因为他一直在那里征战。
Because you were continually in battle.
他说我在患难之中,
that when I was in distress,
我为做神的殿预备了许许多多的材料,
that I prepared the materials in tremendous amount for the Lord.
我预备了十万塔连的金子,
that I prepared 100,000 pounds of gold.
预备了许银子不能数,
I prepared silver cannot be counted.
我也预备了许多的木头,
I prepared so much wood.
他说不但我在患难之中为神预备了这些的东西,
and not only I gathered them and prepared for the Lord in my distress.
他到最后对他的儿子所罗门说,
But finally when he also spoke to his son Solomon,
他说因着我爱神的缘故,
Because I love the Lord,
因着我爱神的殿宇的缘故,
Because I love his temple,
除了我为着他预备这些的材料之外,
Not only after I prepare all these materials,
在我自己的财产里头, 我再献上那些的金金,
But in all my own possession I shall give the Lord that pure gold,
而那些那个精炼的银子,
and the refined silver.
所以我们看见大卫他的心实在是为着神预备一个家。
So we see that the heart of David was indeed trying to prepare the house for the Lord.
感谢赞美神,
Praise and thanks to the Lord.
所罗门是智慧之子。
That Solomon is the son of wisdom.
他的智慧在哪里呢?
Where was his wisdom?
他的智慧就是能照着神给大卫的启示, 来建造这个殿宇。
His wisdom was that he could build a temple according to the revelation that the Lord has given to David.
他并没有用他自己的聪明来修改,
He has not used his own wisdom to change anything.
他完全照着神启示他父亲大卫的那一个样式, 他就照着去造。
And he has built this temple everything to the detail of the form the Lord has shown to David.
等到圣殿造成的时候,
After the temple has been built,
他就召集以色列的百姓,
He has summoned all Israelite people.
把约柜就抬到这个至圣所的里面,
And they carried the Ark of Covenant into the Holy Temple.
当祭司在那里唱诗在那里赞美作乐的时候,
When the priest was singing and praising to the Lord and making music,
我们看见有云彩充满了这个圣殿。
We see there is a cloud covering this temple.
神的荣耀充满了这个圣殿。
The God's glory has filled the temple.
那些在圣殿里侍奉的祭司都要退出来,不能站在里头。
That all the priests who are serving in the tent must recede, go outside the temple.
那就是说,神既受了这个殿宇,
That is to say, God has accepted this temple.
神的荣耀住在那个地方。
God's glory dwell in that place.
但是弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
我们的神是那样一位大的神。
But our God is such a great God.
他是不是就住在一个帐幕的里面？
And will he dwell himself in the tent?
他是不是就住在一个所罗门所造的圣殿的里面？
And will he put himself to live in the building that Solomon?
我们知道所罗门很清楚。
We know that Solomon very well.
所以当他献圣殿的时候，
so that when he offered the temple,
他在那里祷告，天上的天。
That heavens and heaven above
还不够你居住。
It's not enough for you to dwell.
何妨这个小小的殿呢？
And even such a small temple as this.
但是为什么今天我要造这个殿呢？
But why does today I should build this temple for you?
并不是说你实在住在那里。
It's not to say that you're indeed dwelling.
你这位大的神好像缩小了，受了一个小小殿的一个限制了。
It's not to say this great God is being constrained by such a small temple.
他说不是。
Said, no, it's not.
不过我造了这个殿。
But because that I built this temple.
愿意你的名在哪里。
And be willing that your name is there.
愿意你的眼睛在哪里。
That your eyes is placed
there. 愿意你的耳朵在哪里。
That your ear may hear it.
当人向着这个殿祷告的时候。
So that whosoever pray toward this temple.
求你从天上眷顾和垂听。
And may you listen and care from the throne of heaven.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So therefore, beloved brothers.
所罗门很清楚。
Solomon was very clear.
虽然他盖了一个辉煌的圣殿，
although he built such a magnificent temple,
用了那么多的金子，
used so much gold,
用了那么多的银子，
and silver,
用了那么多的宝石，
and all kind of precious stones,
那些的木头，
all the timber,
那些的石头，
and all the stones,
动用了那么多的人。
Use so many people.
那个圣殿实在是个辉煌的殿。
And that temple is indeed magnificent.
但是所罗门很清楚。
But Solomon is very clear.
神并不是真正住在这个物质的殿里头。
God is not truly physically dwelling in that temple.
不过是一个象征。
But it's to be a symbol.
不过是他的名在那里。
But to be that his name is in the temple.
他盼望说神的眼睛神的耳朵能眷顾那个地方。
He prayed that God's eye and his ear may have regard for that place.
我们读到以赛亚书第六十六章的时候，
We read the 66th chapter in Isaiah.
我们知道先知以赛亚也曾说过这样的话。
We know that the prophet Isaiah said the same thing.
他说神啊，天是你的座位。
Said the Lord that heaven is your seat.
地是你的脚凳。
That the earth is your footstool.
人能在那里为你建造什么呢？
What could people build for you?
神说什么都是我所做的。
And God said that all is His.
你们能为我做什么呢？
And what could you do for me?
但是神怎么说？
But what could God say?
他说我却眷顾那些忧伤痛悔因我的话而战兢的人。
So, but I have regard for those who are contrite and because of my word fears me.
神并不是住在一个物质的房子的里面。
God does not dwell in a materialistic house.
神是住在那些忧伤痛悔因作神的话而战兢的人的里面。
But God dwells in the heart of those who are contrite at heart but also fear the Lord because of his word.
所以到了新约的时候，
So therefore we came to the New Testament.
如果弟兄姊妹熟悉新约的话，
And if you talk about the New Testament,
你知道斯蒂凡就是圣经里头第一个寻为主寻道的人。
You know that Stephen, who is the first martyr for the Lord in the Bible,
当他在那里为神做见证的时候，
and when he was testifying for the Lord,
他就引用以赛亚先知以赛亚的话，
and he used the word from Prophet Isaiah.
他们说斯蒂凡亵渎了圣殿。
People said that Stephen had blasphemed against the temple.
斯蒂凡就说你们错了。
And Stephen said you're wrong.
你们是把一个物质的东西当作一切。
That you had used a physical thing to be the whole.
因为当初的犹太人就把这个重造的圣殿呢就当作唯一了。
Because at that time the Israeli people think this rebuilt temple is the only thing.
其实神并没有在那里。
Because But actually, God wasn't there.
我们的主耶稣两次去洁净圣殿。
We know that the Lord has twice cleaned out the temple.
他说你们把这个祷告的殿变成个买卖的场所。
And you turned this temple of prayer into a marketplace.
把它变成一个宅的窝了。
It became a robber's den.
神并没有在那里。
God wasn't there.
但在当时犹太人的观念里头，好像说，哎呀，我们有这个殿，我们就有了神了。
But the concept of the Jews at that time says that if we have this temple, we have everything.
斯蒂芬说,
But Stephen says,
圣经不是说吗?
Isn't the scripture says,
神并没有住在人手所造的殿里。
God does not dwell in the temple that people have built with their own hands.
但是你们不听他的话。
But you do not listen to him.
你们违背他。
You have disobeyed him.
你们把他所差来的这位救主, 你们把他钉死在十字架上。
You have crucified the Savior whom he has sent.
所以弟兄姊妹,
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
圣经给我们看见,
Bible, let us see,
旧约的会幕,
that the tabernacle in the Old Testament,
所罗门所造的圣殿,
Solomon's Temple,
这些都不过是预表,
these are not only just symbols,
这些都不过是影儿,
this is the only just
shadows, shadows,
shadows.
神为什么给我们这些的影儿呢?
But why does God give us these shadows?
因为那个时间呢还没有到。
Because the time has not come.
时间还没有到。
Time hasn't come.
但是神这个里面的心愿是那么的迫切。
But God's heart was such an impressing matter.
所以他先用一些这个预表影儿来把他这个心愿呢稍微启示一点。
So therefore, he used these symbols and these shadows to reveal slightly his heart.
到了日子满足的时候,
so when the days are filled,
那么神就可以得着他所要得着的。
So therefore, God can receive what he wants.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
and the Bible tells us,
到了日期满足的时候,
so that when the days are fulfilled,
神就差遣他的儿子来到这个世界,
God has sent his son into this world,
为女子所生,
to be born by women,
请生在律法之下,
and to be born under the law,
要把我们从律法的咒诅里头拯救出来,
to save us out of the curse of the law,
叫我们能得着儿子的名分,
to give us the name of his son.
我们的主耶稣来到这个世界,
our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world,
祂为着我们的缘故, 祂死在十字架上,
to be crucified for our sake.
祂到这世界上来的时候,
when he was in this world,
圣经是这样说,
Bible tells us,
祂说人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人,
that the Son of Man had come to seek the lost.
我们的主来到这个世界,
our Lord came to this world,
来寻找, 来拯救世上的人,
seek to save the ones who's lost.
世界上的人都失丧了。
All the people in this world are lost.
从神的眼光来看, 都是失丧的。
God's own standard, all are lost.
所以我们的主来到地上, 就是要来寻找。
So therefore, when Christ came, he was seeking,
并且要来拯救世上的人。
And he was to save these who were lost.
但是是不是说主来光是为着寻找拯救世上的人呢?
Is it to say this is his only mission?
好像, 我们可以这样说,
as we could put it this way,
神预备了一个天堂,
that God has created heaven, there is no resident.
所以神把的儿子差来要把天堂把它填满了人。
So therefore, God sent his son trying to fill this heaven.
所以他来就要拯救人上天堂。
So he's saving people so they may go to heaven.
感谢赞美主。
他是要拯救我们上天堂。 He is indeed want to save us.
但是这是不是神那个旨意对人最高的旨意呢?
Is this the ultimate will God has for us?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不错，他要寻找拯救世上的人。
Indeed, that he is seeking and saving the lost.
但是他拯救了我们，为着什么呢?
Why does he want to save us?
他是不是拯救我们，就是要我们上天堂去享福呢?
Is it because he wants us to go to heaven and to enjoy ourselves?
如果这样的话, 有人批评我们说你们基督徒是最自私的。
See, if this is so, then some people will say to us that we're very selfish.
因为你们信耶稣就是要上天堂嘛。
Because you believe in Jesus, that you may go to heaven.
都是要为着自己享受嘛。
All to enjoy for yourself.
弟兄姊妹不是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's not so.
我们看见说神今天把我们这一帮人拯救是有目的的。
We see that God has saved us, there's a purpose.
好像他创造我们是有目的的一样。
If he created us, there's a purpose.
他的创造和他的救赎目的是一个。
His creation and salvation points to the same purpose.
他创造我们有目的。
purpose that he created us for.
但是我们犯罪堕落,
but because we have sinned and fallen.
所以他来救赎我们。
So therefore he came to save us.
救赎乃是为着要得着创造的目的。
Salvation is that we may receive the purpose of creation.
目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose?
好像神把以色列人从埃及救出来之后。
As to say that God has saved these Israel people out of Egypt.
神就告诉他们。
God told them.
我要住在你们中间。
That I will dwell among you.
你们要为我造一个会幕。
That you build a tabernacle.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
让我们记得主曾来到这个世界。
Let us remember that the Lord came to this world.
他拯救了我们这一般世上的人。
That he saved us who are lost.
并不是光叫我们上天而已。
It's not only to bring us to the heaven.
他乃是要我们这一般的人能成为他的居所。
But that we may become his dwelling place.
他要我们被建造成为他的家。
He wants us to be established, to become his house.
所以主耶稣在马太第十六章里头。
So therefore, the Lord says in Matthew 16.
当彼得承认主的时候。
So when Peter recognized the Lord.
主问他的门徒说：“你们说人子是谁？”
The Lord said to him, "That who do you think I am?"
西门彼得说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Simon Peter confessed that you're Christ.The Son of Everlasting God.
你是神的受膏者。
That you are His anointed one.
神把你差到世界是为着有旨意的。
God sent you to this world for a purpose.
你是永生神的儿子。
You are the eternal God's Son.
当彼得这样承认的时候。
When Peter confessed this way.
主耶稣对彼得说。
The Lord said to Peter.
他们说西门巴约拿。
He said Simon Bar Jonah.
你是有福的。
You are blessed.
因为这不是血肉的指示你的。
This is not revealed to you by flesh and blood.
这是我天上的父指示你的。
By my heavenly Father who has revealed.
主说你是彼得。
The Lord said you are Peter.
你是一块石头。
You are a piece of rock.
因为你信了我。
Because you believed in me.
你就成为一块的石头。
It shall become a little piece of rock.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And I shall build my church on this foundation rock.
应付的权势不能胜过他。
But the power of hell is not able to succumb it.
所以主在这里给我们看见。
So therefore, the Lord shows us.
当我们信主的时候。
That when we believe in the Lord.
我们就变化成了一块活的石头。
Therefore, we have been transformed to become a living stone.
彼得他写彼得前书的时候。
When Peter written the first Peter.
他自己告诉我们说。
He tells us himself.
当我们来到主面前的时候。
When we came to the Lord.
我们都成了活的石头。
We all become living stone.
我们要一同被建造。
That we shall be built together.
成为一个灵宫。
Become a spiritual temple.
成为一个君正的祭司。
And to become a holy priest.
借着耶稣基督
and to be through Christ Jesus
献上属灵的祭物
and to offer the spiritual offer
来给神悦纳
so that the Lord in heaven may
彼得是一块活石
Peter is a piece of living
你也是一块活石
you are a piece of living
我也是一块活石
I am a piece of living
我们每一个信主的人都是一块活石
all of us who are believers are
本来你是一块泥土
originally you are just a piece of dirt
现在你是一块石头了
now you become a rock
本来你是松松线线的。
Originally you were very loose and.
现在你是很坚固的。
Now you're very solid.
里头有那个石头的性质在里头。
You have a characteristic of a stone.
有主的生命在你的里面。
It has a life of Christ.
那么我们这些的活的石头。
And therefore all these living stone like.
是不是一块一块石头丢到天上去呢
？Are we being juggled into heaven as stone by stone?
是不是一块一块就散在地上呢
？Is it supposedly all stones are falling apart?
不是的。
No,
就是我要建造你们成为一个教会。
The Lord says I shall build you together to become a church.
教会就是神的家。
A church is God's house.
教会就是神的居所。
The church is the dwelling place of God.
他借着他的灵所居住的所在。
Through the Spirit, it's become a dwelling place for us.
他拯救我们，就是要把我们建造成为他的家。
The reason why he said that is because he wanted to build us into his house.
所以我们看见主在地上的时候。
So therefore, we see when the Lord was in this world.
他接触了许许多多的人。
He has touched and reached out to so many people.
好像有许多的人相信他。
It seems that many people believe.
起初的时候也有许多人跟从他。
And many people in the beginning followed. both of them.
你们不要为败坏的事物劳力。
They do not work for the perishable good.
你们要为那不坏朽坏的事物劳力。
They work for the imperishable.
主说，我就是生命的粮。
Say, I'm the food of the living food.
你们吃我的肉，喝我的血，就有永生。
Eat my flesh, drink my blood, you shall have everlasting.
在末日，我要叫他复活。
Last day, I shall.Let you become living again.
许多人听到说这个话听不进去。
Many people heard and said, I can't listen to that.
圣经怎么说？
What did the Bible say?
许多的门徒都退去了。
So many disciples have left it.
主耶稣就对他十二个门徒说。
And then the Lord turned to the 12.
你们要不要去呢？
Do you want to leave also?
你们如果要去，请便。
If you want to, please go.
感谢赞美主。
And we praise the Lord.
彼得说主啊。
Peter said to the Lord,
你有永生之道。
You have the everlasting word.
我们相信你是从神哪里来。
We believe that you came from the Lord.
我们到哪里去呢？
Where else do we go?
我们是属于你的。
We belong to you.
我们要跟随你。
We shall follow you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们就跟随了主耶稣。
They follow Jesus.
但是我们知道。
But we know also.
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
That when Christ was crucified.
所有的门徒都逃散了。
All the disciples had fled.
他钉在十字架上的时候。
And when he was crucified on the cross.
只有约翰在十字架的底下。
And only John was under the cross.
和几位妇女。
And a few other women.
其他的门徒都逃走。
All the disciples had fled.
感谢赞美主。
And praise and thanks to God.
主耶稣死了。
The Lord had died,
埋葬了
and buried.
第三天从死里复活
and third day he resurrected out.
他向许多的门徒显现
and he appeared to many, many disciples.
四十天之后
40 days passed.
他在橄榄山上
and he was on top of Mount Olivet.
他就升天了
and he ascended.
当他升天的时候
and he was ascending.
很可能
and very possible.
有五百个门徒看见他升天
and there are about 500 disciples saw him ascend.
因为哥林多前书告诉我们说
because in 1 Corinthians
主一次向五百个门徒显现
that the Lord has appeared once to 500 people.
很可能就在他升天的时候
it could be at the time that he ascended to the heaven.
主对他的门徒说
the Lord said to his disciples
你们要回到耶路撒冷去
they shall return to Jerusalem
在那里等候
and wait there.
从天上领受能力
and to receive power from the
heaven. 然后你们要为我做见证
and shall be my witnesses
从耶路撒冷
from Jerusalem
犹太全地
into all the land
撒玛利亚
Samaria
以至地极
into the end of the earth
为我去做见证
and to be witnesses to give our testimony
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
主升天之后
after the Lord ascended
只有120个人
only 120 people
在耶路撒冷那个楼上
in that second floor in Jerusalem
他们聚集十天之久
they gathered for 10 days
这120个人
these 120 people
他们在那里同心合意恒切祷告
and they were there with the same heart and perseverance in prayer
在许多信主的人中间
and so many people believe the Lord
我们看见只有120个人
we see only 120
他们听主的命令
they heard the calling of the Lord
他们在那里
and they were there
等候在主的面前
and waiting in front of them
这120个人是谁呢
who are these 120 people
里头11个是主所拣选的使徒
and there are 11 chosen disciples of the Lord in there
里头有主耶稣的母亲玛利亚
the Lord's mother Mary
还有几位妇女
and a few other women
还有主肉身的那个弟几个弟兄
and his brothers and
in the flesh
他
活着的时候他们不信他
And when he was living, they did not believe him.
但他死了之后,
and after he had died,
他复活了,
he resurrected.
他的肉身的弟兄都信了他。
And his brethren in the flesh believed in him.
所以可以说他们是新的基督徒, 刚刚信主。
So we can say that they are new Christians, newly believed.
也有老基督徒, 也有新基督徒。
They are all Christians and young Christians.
这120个人, 他们同心合意等候在主的面前
and there's 120 people with the same heart one mind waiting in front of the Lord
这120个人从世界的眼光来看
these 120 people judged by the world
可以说无所谓
we can say that it doesn't matter
一无所有
they do not have anything
也没有地位
they do not have position
也没有权柄
do not have authority
也没有财务
do not have any property
也没有势力
do not have power
也没有什么大的学问
do not have any education
我们看见照人的眼光看好像是等于零
see that according to men's standard they almost have nothing
但是这120个人
but these 120 people
他们是完全相信主耶稣
they believe in the Lord completely
他们相信主耶稣的死
they believe in his death
他们相信主耶稣的埋葬。
They believe in his burial.
他相信主耶稣的复活。
They also believe in his resurrection.
他们相信主耶稣的升天。
He believed in his ascension.
因为他们都亲眼看见。
And because they all have seen with their own eyes.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers
and sisters,
and this kind of faith, it's not just a believing in their head. And many people today believe the doctrines.
They
believe the death, the burial doctrine, the doctrine of ascension, even the doctrine of Christ's resurrection. But in these 120 people, it's not just a doctrine.They believe in the Lord.
他的死,
in his death,
他的埋葬,
in his burial,
他的复活,
in his resurrection,
他的升天,
in his resurrection,
都是真的。
It's all true.
因着他们信的缘故,
because they have believed,
他们信到主的死里面去,
they believe into the Lord's death.
主的死就是他们的死,
the Lord's death is their death.
主死了。
The Lord had died.
向世界死了。
And had died to the world.
他们也向世界死了。
And so were they. They died to the world.
主死了。
The Lord had died.
向罪恶死了。
Died to the sin.
他们也向罪恶死了。
And they died the same way.
主死了。
The Lord died.
向肉体死了。
And died to the flesh.
他们向肉体也死了。
And they died to the flesh.
他们与主的死是联合的。
And they were united together with the Lord.
因着信主耶稣的死。
And because in believing the Lord.
他们与主的死就联合了。
They have union with the Lord's death.
因着信主的埋葬。
Because in believing his burial.
他们与主的埋葬联合了。
And the same union.With the Lord.
意思就是说
What it says is
埋葬了过去的一切就过去了
All has passed is passed
从今以后
from now on,
就不再看见
We do not see again
那也已经是过去了
That whatever has passed over
他们的过去好也好
That whatever in their past is good
坏也好
Or bad
荣耀的也好
Glorious
羞辱的也好
Shameful
成功的也好
Success
失败的也好
Failure
都埋葬了
They all been buried
他们忘记了背后
They forgot everything behind
主的埋葬就是他们的埋葬
Lord's burial is their burial
当主从死里复活
The Lord resurrected from them.
他们相信主的复活。
They believe in His resurrection.
主的复活就是他们的复活。
And His resurrection became theirs.
他们与主耶稣一同复活。
And they resurrected together with the Lord.
也可以说
You could say that.
是主在他里面复活了。
That the Lord resurrected in them.
从今以后
And from now on.
不再是他们活着。
It's no longer they that live.
是主在他们里面活。
But the Lord lives in them.
他们在肉身活着。
They live in the flesh.
是因着信神的儿子而活
And because believing in the Son of God
而不是为着自己
And not to live for themselves
主升天了
The Lord resurrected
他们也与主一同升天了
They ascend together with
God 他们今天属灵的地位是在天上
Today their position and spirit is in heaven
所有的一切都在他们的脚下
All things is under their feet
他们在那里仗着主的得胜而夸胜
And therefore they are there to claim victory because of the Lord
这一般的人
And this group of people,
那是完全信主的人。
They believe in the Lord so completely.
这一般的人。
That this people,
他们听主的话。
They hearken to the voice of the Lord.
主叫他们回到耶路撒冷。
The Lord said to them, return to Jerusalem.
他们就回到耶路撒冷。
They returned to Jerusalem.
主叫他们等。
The Lord says, wait.
他们就等。
They waited.
他们并没有凭着自己去做什么。
They do not do anything according to their own wish.
有的人也许说主已经升天了，现在不在了。
Some may say the Lord ascended, they're no longer here.
那么我们回家了。
Let's go home.
有的人说，那么我们既然看见主已经升天了。
Some may say, when we see the Lord ascended.
我们就出去做见证去了。
Therefore, they must go out and give testimony.No.
他们没有完全凭着自己的意念
They did not do anything according to their own wish
因为他们这一般的人是甘心乐意把自己献上
Because this is a group of people who are willingly offering themselves to the Lord
他们同心合一在那里祷告
And they united in heart to pray in the Lord
而不是被动的在那里等
And not to be pushed along to wait there
不是 passively 被动地在那里等
They're not passively waiting there
他们是积极地在那里等
But they're actively waiting there
在表面上他们没有做什么
And on the surface it seems like they didn't do anything
实际上他们恒切在那里祷告
Therefore they were persevering and they were praying there
因着他们同心祷告的缘故
And because they prayed in the same heart
这个就是像当初以色列人甘心乐意在那里献上礼物
And this is us like the Israelite people offering the gifts to the Lord willingly in
Israelites,
Israelites, they were offering the gold, the silver, and all kind of material.
And these
120, they offered
themselves. And
they are like these gold, these silver.
Because
they are all the result of God's blessing.
They
do not save any for
themselves.
They completely, entirely given to the
Lord.
So the Lord may be able to build them up.
And they
are just like in the time of Solomon. All these
materials, according
to the word of God, is being built.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so therefore, brothers and sisters,
过了十天,
10 days
after,
when the Pentecost was coming,
忽然天上有响声,
suddenly there's a sound from heaven.
好像一个人在哪里呼气呼吸一样,
as if some person was there breathing.
他呼吹在那个整个的屋子里面,
is breathing and blowing into the entire house.
整个屋子就充满了,
and the whole room was filled. The Holy Spirit filled the whole room.
圣灵又像火焰的石头,
and the Spirit is as of tongue of fire had fallen on each one of them.
他们就按照圣灵所赐的口才, and
given to the utterance by the Holy Spirit, they start speaking in tongues.
他们在哪里说什么?
What were they saying?
他们在哪里赞美称扬,
praising and giving glory to the work of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, in the picture that you're seeing about the tabernacle, in the picture that you see in the temple, these are not just shadows, these but only symbols. But the true substance is what you see in the day of Pentecost. There you see that it's not just a matter of temple. It's not a matter of tabernacle. But it's a matter of people.
And
you see the Spirit come and use these people to be his dwelling place. When the Holy Spirit
came,
fill them all and occupy them all,
就是宣布说,
and it's to declare,
我接受你们做我的居所,
that I accept you to be my dwelling place. I will dwell among you. Because the Lord dwelt among them,
你知道什么结果呢?
You know what the result is?
就在那一天,
in that day alone, 3,000 people were saved.
因着主在他们中间的缘故,
because the Lord is among them.
你知道什么情形呢?
You know what happened?
你看见这一班弟兄姊妹,
you see these group of brothers and sisters,
他们彼此相爱,
they love each other,
没有一个人有自私的心,
and none of them have any selfishness.
你知道我们人有一个天性,
you know that we have a nature,
那个天性就说 self-possessiveness, 这是我的东西,
and that is to say the things belong to me, self-possessiveness.
这个小孩子你就看见了,
and you see among children,
小孩子拿来玩的时候玩玩具的时候你就看见了,
when they're playing toys you see it.
这个小孩说这是我的,
and the kids will say this is mine,
这是我的,
and this is mine,
这是人的天性,
and this is our human nature.
但是你看见到了五旬节之后,
but you see that after Pentecost,
当主的灵充满在教会中的时候,
when the Spirit of God has filled the whole church,
那一些自私的心都没有了,
all the selfish heart is all
destroyed,
and they truly believe in loving one another.
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
神的见证从他们中间就出去了,
that God's testimony has spread out among them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
是不是这一个光景 就在五星级才有呢?
Is it true that this condition only happened in the day of Pentecost?
五星级不过是开始,
Pentecost is just a beginning.
五星级是教会的开始,
Pentecost is the beginning of the church.
在这里有一半的人,
here there is a group of people,
主能住在他们中间,
that Lord could dwell among them,
神的荣耀在他们中间彰显出来,
God's glory has spread out among them. But this is just the beginning.
从耶路撒冷,
from Jerusalem
到犹大各地
to the land of Judea
到撒玛利亚
Samaria
一直到地极
and to the extreme end of the world
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
你读使徒行传的时候
when you read the book of Acts
到了使徒行传二十八章
when you come to the 28th chapter
你看见保罗他在罗马
you see that Paul is in Rome
因为罗马在当时的时候
because Rome at that time
不但是世界的中心
not only the center of this world
也可以说是地极
but also consider the extreme end of
the world 但是你看见说保罗在罗马
you see that Paul is in Rome
虽然他住在一个自己住的屋子里头
although he lived in a house he rented
虽然他是一个囚犯
although he was a criminal
因为做福音的缘故做一个囚犯
because of the sake of the gospel he was incriminated
但是他在那里传扬神的国
he was there to preach the kingdom of God
我们看见说在罗马神在那里建造他的教会
we see that in Rome God is creating his church、here.
在那里他召集一般的人
there he called a group of people
他可以住在他们中间
then he could dwell among them
得着安息
and to have his rest
得着他的敬拜
and to receive his worship
享受他的爱
and to enjoy the love
也彰显他的爱
and to magnify his own love
从使徒行传二十八章之后
and after Acts chapter 28
我们知道使徒行传没有写完
we know that the book of Acts has not been finished
你读使徒行传写到哪里
when you see the book of Acts after it's written to
Acts 保罗他在罗马
when that Paul is in Rome
他住在那里
he was living in
传扬神的国
preaching God's kingdom
我们读到那里就说那么以后怎样
and after we read it we said so what happened
没有完
there's no end
为什么呢因为神建造他家的那个历史一直继续到今天
Why? Because the history of God building his own house lasts until today
神所要造的家是一个大的家
And this house that God is building is such a big house
所以他需要两千年之久来建